Good morning, I'm William Marcus. Welcome to Front Row Center. My guests today are Diana Neely, who is the board chair of the St. Timothy Summer Music Festival, and Muriel Ramaman, who is vice chair of the board. The Summer Music Festival at St. Timothy's is one of the highlights of a Montana summer. At 7,000 feet above Georgetown Lake is a beautiful rock chapel that will be 50 years old in a couple of years. And for 19 seasons, there's been a music festival in the summertime, bringing world-class musicians to Montana to perform in an intimate setting. There are five programs that begin at the end of June, the last Sunday in June. That's a free concert on June 30th. And then two in July, two in August. And we'll talk about all of those performances that are coming up. Diana Neely, why did you start a summer music festival?
Well, the chapel was primarily Jean Andre who prompted me to do this. He said the chapel should be used more than just for church, and so it should have a music series. I tribute it to him.
And Muriel, why did you join the board? Why is this important for the area? You're from Phillipsburg.
I am a Seattle transplant to Phillipsburg. I was part-time resident of Phillipsburg until 2006 when I moved full-time, retired in full-time. I've been associated with the chapel coming over in the summers from Seattle and got acquainted with Diana in the course of our friendship. She invited me to be a member of the concert board. So I have, since 1999, been attending the concerts, and it's really one of the highlights of my summer, even as a full-time resident.
It is a great event. We're starting with a vocal group from Bozeman on the 30th of June.
Bel Canto is a free concert. We try to vary our concerts to appeal to a variety of people.
And that's a vocal group. And then later on July 14th, members of the Muir String Quartet. The quartet has been coming since the very beginning.
Michael Reynolds, who is the cellist of the quartet, is our musical director.
And you said that there are some original works that have been commissioned just for performances at the St. Timothy Chapel. And
yes.
You have a new one this year?
We do. It's by Paul Chihara. His works have been commissioned by the Chicago Symphony, Cleveland Orchestra, Boston Symphony, LA Philharmonic, London, and also the Mozarteum of Salzburg. He composed the score for Shogun and Duke Ellington's Broadway hit, Sophisticated Ladies.
And now we can add St. Timothy's to that list.
Yes.
You said this is a work for bassoon and string trio.
He calls it Traces. They're very excited about it. Kathleen Reynolds is a member of the Dallas Symphony, and she will be the artist who performs it.
And then there's bluegrass music from the Ringling Five on the 28th of July.
Always popular.
On the 11th, a young classical guitarist, Brig Urias, who is studying with Christopher Parkening.
We have a tradition of having one young performer for each season. Those vary from groups to single performers. And this year we have Brig Urias, who's a young classical guitarist studying under Mr. Parkening, who takes only three students per year. So we feel very fortunate to have Brig and look forward to his performance. He starts with Bach and ends with some jazz.
It's always nice to hear new performers, people who are just starting their professional careers. And then you end with jazz on August 25th.
We do, and with David Morgan Roth, Kelly Roberti, and Jim Rotundi. Jim Rotundi's from Butte, but he is living in Europe at the moment, so he's flying over. Kelly Roberti plays the bass, string bass.
I think it's important for folks to know that this is not just a classical music series. I mean, certainly classical music is wonderful to listen to, but I think it's the variety of the festival that is really remarkable, that you have vocal music, you have jazz, you have bluegrass music. Last summer, you had a performance that in some ways kind of combines a lot of those as I listened to it. It's a performance by Alexander Fitterstein on clarinet with accompaniment of accordion and double bass. It's a work by Dave Taras. It's called Grandfather's Dance. Let's listen to just a bit of that.
Thank you.
little bit of klezmer music there, almost Alexander Fitterstein on clarinet, a work by Dave Taras, performed last summer at the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. That, of course, wasn't one of the commissioned works, but the commissioned works have come from a local patron as well.
Yes, Diane Kimball from Butte is our wonderful patron who believes in composers, and she has commissioned four different composers, starting with Nancy Cooper, and then Michelle Levin, Ilse Marie Lee from Bozeman, and this year, Paul Shahara. But Michelle has always come with the Muir. She graduated from Curtis, like most of them.
She has been one of the consistent members of the Muir Quartet that performs every year, and she's a skilled performer. We love having that vibrancy that she brings to the quartet. We look forward to her every year.
Yeah, she is all of those things. Mm-hmm. I used to record music at the summer performances of St. Timothy and the Muir Quartet, and Michelle has always been a wonderful addition to that. Again, the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival begins on June 30th, Sunday, with a free concert by Bel Canto. It happens two Sundays in July, two Sundays in August. For more information on the festival, you can go to sttimothysmusic.org. sttimothysmusic.org, or call 888-407-4071, extension 1. And there are tickets available in Missoula, Phillipsburg, Anaconda, Butte, and Helena. All that information is at sttimothysmusic.org. Diana Neely and Muriel Rammerman, thank you for joining me on Front Row Center. I'm William Marcus.
Thank you very much.